The Salt Marsh. Our farm was a paradise for a 10-year-old boy. The environment was perfect and opportunities for exploration unlimited, and the fishing was superb. In South Africa, I would go to the seashore to fish and caught saltwater species with names like mackerel and snook. We would always fish from the shore. The ocean with its currents and large waves had a foreboding feeling. You approached carefully and kept your distance. The inland waters by our farm were calm and inviting. The bottom field of our farm was a peninsula going out into a bay formed by the confluence of three rivers. The primary river was the West River. It was to our south and flowed from west to east for about 10 miles from the farm into Charlottetown Harbor and the Gulf of St. Lawrence. The Clyde River bordered the farm on the east and flowed north to south into the West River. A smaller river called Long Creek, which flowed south to north, also emptied into the West River. All three rivers could be followed upstream to their sources, past island farms, deep into the interior of the island. The bay by our farm was a tidal estuary, with a tide changing twice a day. The highest tides would reach 9 feet, and the lowest tides were 2 feet. The waters of the bay were brackish. You could taste the salt. One of my favorite places was the salt marsh at the bottom of our lower field. It was in the area where the Clyde River emptied into the West River. Rich in marine life, the bottom of the marsh was covered with all species of shellfish, and the pools that formed as the tides went out were full of small fish and crabs. All kinds of ocean birds and ducks would congregate here. It was amazing to see the water draining out of the marsh and then a short time later filling it up again. It gave me a sense of the ocean rhythms and had a mesmerizing effect. I would spend hours there and over time attempted to learn many of the different species that made the marsh home. At first, I would collect fish, crabs, and shellfish and take them back to the farmhouse in a bucket, but most would die by the following morning, so I learned to look at them and leave them in the marsh. The bay was a rich marine environment. The flushing action of the tides was a constant source of nutrient from the cold, rich waters of the North Atlantic. And this pulling and pushing of the tides kept the bay fresh and clean. There were many fish in the bay. The salt marshes near the shore were full of small fish, which came and went with the tides. But the prize of the bay were two species, salmon and ocean trout. These lived their lives in both the ocean and the river. They would breed in the upper reaches of the river and then slowly migrate to the ocean to feed and develop. After long periods at sea, the mature fish would return to their native rivers to spawn and repeat their life cycle. There were runs of these fish at certain times, and the islanders gave names to their runs. The strawberry run occurred in August when the strawberries ripened. It took knowledge and skill to fish for salmon and ocean trout, since these fish were caught on fish flies, and those men who could catch these fish were legends on the island. Boys concentrated on the sunfish that were numerous in the bay and the brown and rainbow trout found in most of the smaller streams all over the island,